All right, folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving into the power of self-forgiveness. Ever feel like a broken record replaying those past mistakes? That nagging voice whispering you should have, or what were you thinking? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Holding on to guilt and shame is like carrying around a heavy backpack. It weighs you down, steals your joy, and prevents you from moving forward. Today, we're ditching the backpack and learning how to forgive ourselves so we can finally step into our full potential. Now, self-forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about acknowledging that everyone makes mistakes, learning from them, and choosing to move on with compassion for yourself. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a good friend who messed up, right? You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a few laughs. So why treat ourselves any differently? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate the inner compassion and unlock the magic of self-forgiveness. First things first, acknowledge your mistake. Ignoring it won't make it disappear. Own up to what happened, no sugarcoating. You deserve honesty with yourself. This isn't about dwelling on the negative, it's about taking responsibility and creating space for growth. Remember that awkward moment in high school when you tripped and spilled your lunch all over yourself. Yeah, we've all been there. It's embarrassing, but acknowledging it helps us learn to laugh at ourselves and move on. Second, understand the root cause. What led to this mistake? Were you stressed, overwhelmed, or simply made a bad decision? By digging deeper, you gain valuable insight into your actions and can create strategies to avoid similar situations in the future. It's like figuring out why your car keeps overheating. Once you know the problem, you can fix it. Third, learn from your experience. This is where the real magic happens. Mistakes are learning opportunities disguised as epic fears. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I grow and become stronger because of it? Think of that time you failed a test. Sure, it was disappointing, but did you use it as motivation to study harder? You bit. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend in a similar situation. Remind yourself that you're human, and everyone makes mistakes. Be gentle with yourself and avoid harsh self-criticism. Remember, you wouldn't berate your best friend for tripping, so why do it to yourself? Finally, release the guilt and shame. Holding onto these negative emotions serves no purpose. They're like toxic weeds choking your happiness. Forgive yourself fully, let go of the past, and focus on creating a brighter future. Think of it as a fresh start. You're capable of amazing things, so don't let those old mistakes hold you back. Okay, imagine this. Your presentation at work didn't go exactly as planned. You stumbled over your words, forgot a key point, and felt like the floor was swallowing you whole. Your mind is racing with thoughts like, I messed up, everyone must think I'm incompetent, and what if this ruins my chances for promotion? Sounds familiar? But here's the thing, everyone makes mistakes. Even seasoned professionals have those off days. Instead of dwelling on the missteps, acknowledge them, learn from the experience, and move forward with renewed determination. Maybe next time, you'll prepare your notes more thoroughly or practice your delivery beforehand. The key is to use the setback as fuel for growth, not a reason to give up on yourself. Alright folks, remember those 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge your mistake, understand the root cause, learn from it, practice self-compassion, and release the guilt and shame. You've got this. Forgive yourself, embrace your imperfections, and step into the world with confidence and grace. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do differently today to practice self-forgiveness? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and encouragement. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm and Confident for daily doses of inspiration and wisdom to help you navigate life's ups and downs with ease. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and remember, you are amazing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.